USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After two major quakes, more aftershocks are expected in Southern California. The 7.1 quake was centered northeast of Los Angeles. Kern County was hit by a 6.4 quake on the 4th of July. In Los Angeles, Mayor Eric Garcetti.
So far, no reports of any significant or catastrophic damage. We do have about 1,200 customers without power in the Sherman Oaks, Valley Glen area, San Fernando Valley.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom is asking President Trump for federal help. Mark Ghilarducci is director of the Governor's Office of Emergency Services.
Huge priorities right now for medical support and for firefighting and for emergency power.
Seismologist Lucy Jones with Caltech and the Geological Survey says more aftershocks will happen.
This is an earthquake sequence. It will be ongoing.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Classes were canceled at the University of Nevada, Reno after a utilities explosion blew out windows and caused the partial collapse of a dormitory building. Reno Fire Operations Chief Steve Layton says 8 people received minor injuries.
There was a small explosion in the basement of the building. While we were there investigating it, there was a larger explosion that damaged a large portion of the center of the building.
The census question about citizenship is not on the forms that are now being printed, but it's back in the lower courts after the Supreme Court said no go. The Trump administration at first accepted that, but now
we're working on a lot of things, including an executive order.
Earlier this week, Justice Department lawyers told a federal judge the fight was over. But then President Trump tweeted the administration would move forward on the question after all. Justice Department attorneys say they've been instructed to reevaluate all options. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The housing crisis in California has people looking for new types of living arrangements. Here's USA's John Hunt with more.
Housing costs have become so expensive in some cities in California that people are renting bunk beds in a communal home for $1,200 a month. Not a bedroom. A bed. A group called PodShare is trying to help make up for the shortage of affordable housing in cities like San Francisco and LA by renting dormitory-style lodging and providing tenants a co-living experience. A PodShare membership allows you to snag any of the 220 beds at 6 locations across LA and San Francisco. There's no deposit or commitment. You get a bed, a locker, access to Wi-Fi, and the chance to meet fellow pedestrians. Each pod includes a shelf and a personal TV. Food staples like cereal and ramen, as well as toiletries like toothpaste and toilet paper, are included. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
After a disappointing job creation number in the government's job report for May, the June report is now beating expectations with nearly 224,000 jobs created. John Clemens reports.
Economists had predicted only 165,000 jobs would be created. Cody Parkinson is with the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Unemployment rate was little changed at 3.7%. Notable job gains occurred in professional and business services, healthcare, and in transportation and warehousing.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.